Bucky McCaw here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I recently received a question from a listener, posted to the Bucky McCaw Facebook fan page, a fun way to communicate with me and our community of listeners at the same time. The question, from Jennifer in Maine, is as follows.
Hello, chicken people. Egg breakage problem. We've been having breakage issues in the nesting box. We feed eggshell and oyster shell in the feed, and this has largely solved the problem, but not completely. Tonight, one of my hens laid an egg on the hen house floor right in front of me that had no shell, only a thick membrane, it appeared. All the chickens devoured it. We have no problem with them eating their own eggs normally. Assuming this one hen is the one with the problem, what can I do to help her? Thanks in advance from Maine, Jenny.
Most people who have kept chickens for a couple of years or more will have encountered thin-shelled eggs, or even the shellless egg, an egg with the inner membrane but without a shell. It feels like a really thin water balloon. I had learned about shellless eggs when I was first researching chicken nutrition, and learned that chickens need calcium in order to make eggs as well as for bone growth and general health. It wasn't long before I saw my first water balloon egg, laid by one of my smallest chickens during the winter. Hens can get calcium from processed feed if you go that route. But if you go the natural route, you just need to make sure they get certain leafy greens such as kale, hard shell bugs like earwigs, ground oyster shells, or, as many people seem titillated by the idea of, shells from their own previously laid eggs, crushed to the point where the hens don't realize that's what they're eating. Chickens with a calcium deficiency will stop laying eventually, but first, they may lay a shellless egg. However, don't be too hard on yourself if a chicken in your care lays a shellless egg. You may have given your hens adequate opportunities to consume calcium, but there are several reasons why shellless eggs may still appear. For one, some chickens may choose to eat foods that do not contain calcium, or to pass on eggshells available, for whatever personal reasons. This is a potential hazard of natural non-processed feed, although hens almost always crave what they actually need. Indeed, we have seen our indoor hens jump up on the shelf above the radiator where we dry our empty eggshells to get them before they are crushed. Furthermore, when we discovered our indoor hens were attempting to eat paint chips on our baseboards, we upped their available eggshell and calcium rations, and the paint craving seemed to go away. All of which goes to show, like humans, chickens have cravings which are based on real nutritional needs, but are also easily twisted and perverted into cravings for nutritional no-nos. Also like humans, chicken vitamin absorption is significantly impacted by the overall vitamin mix they're getting, and light cycles. So calcium is better absorbed by chickens also getting vitamin D, for instance, and better absorbed by chickens with lots of sunlight shining on them, based on season, living situation, and again, personal habits. So Jennifer's hen may not be eating her calcium, or it's possible that the other hens are bullying her away from the calcium sources. There are ways to address that problem. One is to feed the whole flock even more calcium, and hope the bullies have their fill and leave some for the thin shell egg layer. She could also try to isolate her, or figure out a way to give her a secret cache of calcium source. That's some pretty labor-intensive flock management techniques, and might not even work, but it could be worth a try. Furthermore, even when chickens consume adequate calcium, along with other vitamins, and spend some time in the sun, they may still have a deficiency because their system is directing energy to feather production during molting, or even because something's a little haywire in their genetic predisposition to processing vitamins. Finally, in some cases a shell never forms because their reproductive system skipped that step for some reason. The membrane was placed on the yolk in white, and there's enough calcium to deposit a shell, but it somehow slips past the shell stage. Since I began keeping the Cerama breed, I've become more familiar than ever with the thin-shelled eggs. In my own flock, and many of the Cerama people I know. My unsubstantiated theory is that the Cerama, or at least the American Cerama, is a little bit more vulnerable to calcium processing problems. Of course, the breed has many advantages, as I've mentioned before. They do well in smaller outdoor spaces, such as urban yards, are docile and rarely peck children or adults, they travel well, are not disruptive to your home when indoors, and are really, really cute. But anecdotally, they do seem to lay a lot of fragile eggs, although what's in the egg seems to be just as nutritionally dense and flavorful, if they do dry out a little faster. At any rate, as mentioned above, there are many ways to address the tendency towards thin shells and try to compensate. And perhaps it will even be bred back out of the Sarama. Since shellless eggs are not viable, breeders don't even have to be trying, per se, to unbreed that quality. I'm wading into dangerous territories here in terms of making quasi-scientific observations without the data or background, but my main point is there is significant breed and individual variation in eggshell quality, so it's not necessarily all about the chickener's role in providing nutrition or light. There are a few reasons why you don't want the hens in your care laying thin-shelled eggs. For one, it can be a sign of inadequate nutrition in their feed, and a properly fed chicken is a chicken that won't develop diseases and will have a productive life of bug-eating, weed-eating, compost-accelerating, garden-fertilizing, and egg-laying. And if that's part of your plan, we'll be better at producing chicks and eventually may taste better when culled and consumed. Less generally, broken eggs are a bummer when you're looking forward to breakfast. And what's more, it's common for chickens to develop a taste for eggs if they're exposed to broken eggs and discover they like the flavor. Eggs do sometimes roll out of a nest, are accidentally dented or busted by another egg, or are pecked open by a curious and/or hungry hen. Obviously, thin-shelled eggs are more vulnerable to breakage for all the reasons above. If one hen takes advantage of the opportunity to taste an egg and finds it to his or her liking, chances are they will look for another opportunity, or may even start breaking eggs for food. And since chickens are very good at learning from observing one another, and are most interested in food other chickens are already eating, you can see where one thing can lead to another, and you'll have an epidemic of egg eating, which can severely curtail your own harvesting, which is one of the main reasons most of us backyard chickeners are chickening in the first place. As always, the detail of chickening can get complicated, and if your goals are very ambitious and your standards high, you will need to know all these things. But to all the potential and tentative new chickeners listening, don't be discouraged. Competent chickening is much easier than discussions like this make it sound. If, like Jennifer, you're willing to accept some variation in one of the benefits of chickening, such as egg laying, you're still benefiting from the garden assistant and companionship of chickens. And by, your chicken knowledge will increase by practice and observation, and from engaging with chicken evangelists, experts, and authors. Today, the voice of Jennifer was provided by a member of the Buggy Bacall production team, as Jennifer was a little busy and/or shy. And that's fine, I'm happy to interact with my listeners via email and Facebook posts. But I'd like to remind my listeners, audio of acceptable quality can be recorded and delivered to me through the magic of inexpensive devices that work with your computer, as well as devices you may already own, like smartphones and iPods and iPads, but maybe didn't know you can record with. And I've learned how to convert a voice message to my phone into usable audio. So contact me if you're willing to hear yourself as part of the broadcast, and I can help you out. I have been known to send participants small gratuities in the form of Buggy Bacall mugs, hats, shirts, etc. How can you resist the promise of a Buggy Bacall-style good time? Buggy Bacall signing out till next week.